Our first batch of news items is a bit of a mixture. The paper contains the celebration of the life of the former Bishop of Norwich, the Reverend Knott, who has died. Then the happier news of a dramatic rescue from the River Wensum, followed by further drama with a spectacular car crash outside Castle Mall, resulting in an upturned car. Despite this, it appears Norwich has come out well in a city popularity poll. And in addition, it seems we may have a city clean-up campaign to look forward to.
The former Bishop of Norwich, Right Reverend Knott, dies aged 84. He arrived in Norfolk as the 70th Bishop of Norwich in 1985, succeeding Maurice Wood and 14 years of high-profile conservative evangelical leadership. It marked a significant change in theology, churchmanship, politics and style. In his first interview with the Eastern Daily Press after his arrival, he spoke of his support for women priests. He said, "I am strongly in favour, although I did not used to be. My mind was changed not by arguments, but by the experience of working with a woman minister." In the same interview, he spoke of the church's place in politics. He said, "If there was no tension between church and government, one would suspect that the church was not doing its job." He proved true to his word, criticising the government for rural policies over changes to Sunday trading laws and for failing to do more to tackle what he described as the tragedy of homelessness. Happier wedding news came when he was invited to officiate the marriage of Prince Edward and his bride, Sophie Rees-Jones, in 1999. He had first met Prince Edward at a Christmas weekend at Sandringham in 1985 and was thrilled to be invited to conduct their marriage. Following retirement, he served as honorary assistant bishop in the Diocese of Oxford.
A man who dived into the River Wensum to save the life of a man seen floating face down in the water said, "I thought I had a dead body on my hands." Adam Merchant from Colchester was walking along the Wensum headed for Whittlingham at around 4 o'clock when he spotted a man splashing around in the water near the Bishop's Bridge. "The most likely thing in my mind was that it was somebody having a swim," he said. "We could then see he had a hat on, was fully dressed and wasn't making any progress. He was just splashing around in one place." Mr. Merchant ran down to the riverbank and shouted to some nearby people on a boat. "I just wanted to see if he had managed to get out or not," he said. All they could see now was a hat floating in the water. "That obviously set off alarm bells with me. I got undressed and swam out to him." Mr. Merchant said his life-saving training as a child all came back. "I went on my back and got my arm around his neck so he was lying on top of my chest. He had been floating face down for a couple of minutes at that point. His lips were blue and he hadn't been breathing, and I thought I had a dead body on my hands." He's able to haul the man onto a nearby boat launch and began CPR. A Broads Authority ranger then commandeered a boat quite masterfully, Mr. Merchant said, and took control of the situation alongside police. "He knew exactly what to do," said Mr. Merchant. "I can't believe how quickly the emergency services got there. It was within minutes." The man, thought to be in his late 40s or early 50s, is now recovering.
Police are still searching for two men who fled the scene of a car crash in Norwich. Emergency services were called to the entrance of Castle Mall car park to reports of an overturned car. Police, an ambulance crew and the East Anglian Air Ambulance rapid response car all attended the scene. Barriers on the left-hand carriageway going into the car park were crushed, and a black Mercedes C220 was on its roof on the other side of the road. Three people fled the scene, and police later found one with injuries. He was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
A poll of thousands of people has found that Norwich is more popular than major cities, including Manchester and Birmingham. YouGov asked 55,000 people on their opinions about 57 English, Welsh and Scottish cities, and 72% of respondents said they like Norwich, the same amount as Newcastle-upon-Tyne. This compares to 69% for Manchester, 68% for Liverpool and 40% for Birmingham. Other cities which finished below Norwich in the poll included Glasgow, Cardiff, Bristol, Leeds and Derby. Elsewhere, 75% of people liked Stoke-on-Trent and 77% of people said they liked Lincoln. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, said, "I think that's a very notable success. It's a good result, although we would obviously like to be in the top 10, and there's some strange ones you wouldn't have thought would be higher. It's a reflection of how well Norwich is considered in national life. It's seen in a really good light and changed its national perception over the years. I think people see Norwich as a modern and forward-thinking city. What Norwich offers is a really good work-life balance, as well as a mixture of culture and heritage." The poll revealed that York is the most liked British city, with more than 9 in 10 Britons saying they like the northern city. Bath, Edinburgh, Chester and Durham make up the top 5.
An Attleboro man who started a movement to raise awareness of plastic waste and get more people recycling is holding a citywide clean-up event in Norwich. Organised by Pure Clean Earth and co-hosted by Erpingham House Cafe in Tombland, the Norwich Save the Planet City clean-up aims to be the biggest event of its type in the city to date. Founded in April by Dan Reynolds, Pure Clean Earth started when the 24-year-old, who was working in Barcelona at the time, visited the city's beach, only to find it covered with rubbish. Shocked by what he found, Mr. Reynolds started collecting the litter, getting friends involved, and quickly organising clean-up events. He then decided to quit his job, managing hotels in the city, to focus on the problem full-time. Mr. Reynolds said, "I just said there's got to be more important stuff to do, so I quit my job and said I would just find a way to make it work." 4 months later, Pure Clean Earth and its volunteers, known collectively as Trash Tribes, have collected more than 1,300 kilos of rubbish from beaches in Barcelona, Sitges and most recently Great Yarmouth, where volunteers collected 30 kilos of rubbish in 1 hour. Now, Mr. Reynolds is hoping to bring his movement to Norwich in a bid to create a network of local businesses joining forces with individuals to reduce plastic use and increase the amount of waste that is recycled. The idea is not to just raise awareness, but get a movement going, he said.
A Norwich blogger has been nominated for a national award in recognition of her work to use her platform for positive change. Ellie Parfitt, who has been deaf since birth, uses her own experiences and knowledge of overcoming adversity to help others who experience similar challenges. She has now been nominated for the 2018 Leadership Award from Signature, the leading provider of British Sign Language, deaf and deafblind qualifications in the UK. The huge success of her blog, Deafy Blogger, which is about the day-to-day challenges, real-life barriers and achievements in a deaf person's world, has allowed her to give deaf awareness presentations, campaign with organisations and work alongside charities to help educate and improve society for the next generation. Ms. Parfitt said, "It's such an honour to be shortlisted for Signature's annual awards. My role as Deafy Blogger is trying to do as much as I can to help other deaf people to reduce the struggles they face on a daily basis and to help raise deaf awareness everywhere I go."